Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Seen and Not Heard may not be appropriate for all audiences. Please see our show notes for episode-specific warnings and for access to the transcript. My mom about 60,000 times to text me instead of calling, but she hates texting because it's so impersonal. That's why I have to text her now. Hey mom, couldn't hear what you were saying on the voicemail, only got something about death and Simus. Now there's a great title for my eventual memoir. Anyway, text me back. And now we wait for the inevitable. In 5, 4, 3, 2, like clockwork. I press the button to force it to go to voicemail and text her again. Mom, please text. I wait a few seconds and lo and behold, I get a text from her, annoyed that I asked her to text. I love my mom. I honestly do. I love her very much and I am absolutely not thinking about strangling her. We go back and forth for a while until I distract her by asking what she needs me to make for Rosh Hashanah. Talking about high holiday preparations is the best way to change the subject when it comes to her. Fun fact about me, I am actually the real cook of the family. I mean, we all cook and we're all good at it, but I am a bit of an expert. In under 10 minutes, I've got a whole menu mapped out and I'm feeling focused. I've completely forgotten about the shitty birthday dinner a few nights ago, and I decide to go out for coffee before I head to work. Lovely day. Birds are shining, sun is singing, absolutely nothing out of the ordinary. Except... Oh my god,
I'm sorry, did I hurt you?
David?
Oh, hi. I didn't realize it was you.
What are you doing here?
My friend is out of town.
Okay. Connect the dots.
I had to feed my friend's cat, and I realized you live nearby, like 2 blocks over. And I remembered your building, so I thought I'd come by to say hello. I've been thinking a lot about our talk the other night, and... You know, now that I say it aloud, this sounds very creepy. Is it very creepy? You're not saying anything. It's very creepy, isn't it?
It's very creepy. But you as a person don't seem particularly creepy, so I think it levels out. Still, I can't recommend just showing up at a woman's apartment building at, what is it? Oh, 7:39 a.m.
Yeah, this is not my finest moment. I really just wanted to say, hey, see how you were.
Well, I'm fine. How are you?
Fine.
Do you like coffee?
I love coffee.
You want to get some with me?
Sure.
While we walk, I notice David doing this funny thing where he half stops in the middle of a step and squints at something. He only does it a few times, but it's definitely not something I saw him do the other night. So, naturally, I have to ask. What is this little dance move you're doing?
Huh? Oh! God! I didn't even realize. Ignore me.
Don't tell me.
It'll sound weird.
Well, you started today weird, so you may as well keep that momentum going.
Okay. So, I'm sort of... taking a picture in my head? Sometimes if I'm out, if I see something I want to remember, I'll try and stop and get the picture of it so I can use it later.
Why not just use your phone?
Because it's not just the picture. It's how it feels.
Huh. What do you mean you use it?
I paint and draw.
You didn't tell me that the other night.
It wasn't really relevant.
I literally asked you about your hobbies. You said, and I quote, I don't know, I guess, like, music and stuff, and I play some video games.
First of all, I do not sound like that.
Oh, yes, you do.
Now, how would you know? Shit, oh god, I'm sorry. That was really...
Holy shit, dude!
That was out of line.
Yes, completely, but I'm thrilled. I never get to laugh about it.
Oh! Well, I'll just think of more wildly inappropriate jokes then.
Please do. But you're not going to distract me from the whole artist thing. Tell me more. Why is it a big secret?
It's not a secret. I don't know. I don't really do it for anyone. It's just mine.
Huh. Is it because you're really bad at it?
Maybe.
I'm kidding. I'm sure you're not.
Well.
I mean, you're probably at least better than me. I can barely draw a stick figure.
Okay. Then, yeah, I'm better than you.
Intriguing. He didn't really strike me as the artsy type, but hey, people have layers. We grabbed some coffee and a seat by the window. It's interesting, looking at David in the daylight. In the sun, I can really see just how tired he is. Does this guy not sleep?
Your phone's buzzing.
Hmm?
Phone? Your phone?
Oh, fuck's sake.
Everything okay?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, fine. Just holiday stuff.
Already?
I'm Jewish. We start early.
Oh, so this would be for...
Rosh Hashanah, our new year.
Yes, right. Apples and honey.
Very good. I'm kind of in charge of, all the food, basically.
Yikes.
No, I volunteered. I like cooking.
Yeah?
I used to want to be a chef. I went to culinary school and everything.
What stopped you?
Well... the obvious. I mean, look, I know it's not impossible if you can't hear well. There are restaurants where their whole thing is that their staff is deaf. You have to place your order in sign language. It's great. But I don't really sign. And none of those restaurants are here, anyway. Can you imagine trying to work in a regular kitchen where you can't hear half the shit people are shouting at you? It's just... yeah. Not practical.
But not impossible.
Hmm.
So, what do you do? I just realized I never found out.
Social media management for a bunch of restaurants and event venues owned by this one, like, disgustingly rich couple. They're nice, don't get me wrong, but the money they have, god... and I'm a photographer. Not super professional, but I can hang. I'm basically paid to photograph pretty people and food and fuck around on Instagram and Twitter all day, keep up the websites. It's not a bad gig.
Gotta love living in the future.
Right. It wasn't the original plan, it won't be forever, but I adapted.
I think that's great.
It was necessary.
No, seriously, I think you're pretty amazing. I mean... it can't be easy, and you make things work the way you do. It's... yeah. Amazing.
That's very sweet, but you're saying I'm amazing for not, like, imploding on a daily basis. And I appreciate it, because sometimes that's hard, but I don't do anything extraordinary. I get by. That's about it.
You do more than that.
Someday, maybe.
So. Thanks for not finding me super creepy.
I think I decided you're not very creepy. Jury's still out on super.
Well, if you can ignore the super creepiness for a third time, want to hang out again?
Is that what we're doing?
I hope so. I like you.
I like you too. Things are probably going to be pretty hectic with the holidays coming up, but yeah, that'd be nice. I give you my number, but clearly you know where to find me.
I'm never living that down, am I?
Hell no. I feel better. I actually feel pretty good. And that feeling continues all week. By the time I roll up to my parents' house to get ready for Rosh Hashanah dinner, I'm positively chipper. And then, Mom.
Oh, good. Hi, honey. I was worried you'd be late. Come on, come in, come in. Are those the flowers?
I would have thought that was obvious. Yes, these are the flowers.
Lilies.
What, you like lilies?
Betty.
What? They're pretty.
I feel like lilies are more of a springtime flower, not an autumn flower. What do I know? I've only been setting this table for 36 years.
Okay.
I guess I could try to make these work.
Best of luck.
And an odd number of them.
Hey, Bet, come help me with the dessert. I'm totally lost.
Yeah, sure thing.
You okay? You look tired.
I'm fine. Okay, what's the dessert emergency?
What? Oh, nothing. I'm making trifle. Even I can handle that. I just figured you'd need an escape.
I appreciate you. On a deep cellular level.
She's in rare form today.
30 seconds. I've been here 30 seconds.
Ah, so she's running behind. So?
So.
Wine?
Oh, you get me.
I haven't heard from you since... well, since my birthday dinner.
Right. Sorry again about that.
No, don't be.
I did mean to text you.
No, it's okay. I know you were upset. I figured when you wanted to talk, we'd talk.
It's just... Mom gets all... momish sometimes.
You know she doesn't mean anything by it. I know she's... you know, she is who she is. But she loves you. And she's just a black hole of anxieties. And you can't let her drag you down along with her, you know? I know, it's easier said than done. But you just have to, you know, water off a duck's back, or whatever. You know what I mean? Are you even paying attention? You know, I don't spout excellent advice like this every day. What are you doing? You know I hate it when you don't say anything. Oh my god! Are you doing that thing where you drink every time I say, you know? Stop! You know I can't help it! See if I ever take your side again.
You know, I have a feeling you will, you know?
I hate you.
I thought I heard my girls.
Where have you been?
Grandma's.
Is she okay?
She's fine. Well, she's not really able to do very much. But she was more focused today. She said hello to you both. I think you two should go and visit her sometime soon.
Yeah, definitely. My grandma has been going downhill really fast. It's tough on him. But he doesn't really talk about it.
Something smells good in here.
That's the cake.
It's good.
Dad!
What, don't you value my opinion on these things?
Yeah, on finished products. Back off.
All right, prickly pear. Bet, sweetheart, are you coming to your mom's concert?
Huh?
On Thursday.
I didn't hear about that.
Didn't you?
No, I would have set a reminder.
Well, here, let me check. Yeah, right here. Thursday at 7 o'clock at the school. Can you come?
Yeah. Yeah, I can come.
Good. I know she'll be glad. Give you a hand?
Sure. This is how we talk, me and my dad. He knows I'm still not thrilled about being brushed aside at Sarah's thing and feeling weird about not being invited to Mom's concert. So he's making it up to me by helping me prep brisket. Something something love languages.
You okay, Betty?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
You're tired.
I'm fine. I've never actually asked him what he thinks about this whole hearing loss thing. How he's handling it. If he's handling it. When all this started, he never really said anything about it. Just held my hand every so often. And told me I looked tired.
Elizabeth!
Huh?
Honey, Mom needs you.
She... oh. What's up?
Flowers.
Yeah?
How does this look?
How do you think it looks?
I don't know.
I think they look fine. Ask Sarah. Ask Dad.
They'll say it looks fine.
You know why? because it is fine.
I don't know.
Mom, they're just flowers. I'm sorry they weren't autumnal or whatever it is you were going for, but they're just flowers. Bigger fish to fry, yeah? No one's gonna walk in here and be offended by the presence of lilies. And even if they are, the food will distract them. No one's gonna care.
I care.
Yes, I know. You care so much. But look, you've got two other flower arrangements, a gorgeous tablescape, you busted out the nice china, it's all gonna be okay.
Maybe I should switch them out. Oh, is that what you're wearing?
Yes.
I suppose once you put on makeup, it'll be fine.
I'm already wearing makeup.
Oh, are you? You look tired.
I'm gonna start charging people to tell me that. Okay, here's what we do. Take the pine cones out of the basket in the den, put them around the vase with the lilies. Take the baby's breath out of the lilies and trade them with the little yellow flowers in the other arrangements. Boom. Autumn. Magic. You're welcome.
Oh. I see. Yes, that would work.
On rare occasions, I do not make things worse.
Hmm.
That's what her approval sounds like for the uninitiated. And of course, everything looks perfect, and everyone oohs and ahs over the flower arrangements, thank you very much, and the nice china, and the beautiful place settings, and the feast we lay out for ourselves and our guests is utterly mind-blowing, thank you very much again. Or at least that's the impression I get. It's hard to keep up. Again. I try to stay involved in the conversation, but if dinner at the restaurant with just us was hard, it's nearly impossible with over a dozen people gathered around the table all talking at once. Why can't people just take turns when they talk? Why doesn't anyone just listen? How do they make sense of all this noise? How did I ever manage before? I actually like washing dishes. Don't get me wrong, I prefer a dishwasher any day of the week. But when I do have to stand there at the sink, carefully washing my mom's fancy wedding china by hand, there's something about the rhythm of it that feels nice. Mom and Sarah go to the den to call the Minnesota branch of the family. My dad stands next to me, slowly drying every plate I hand him. The running water means I can't hear to talk to him. My father's a gentle person. When we were little, he handled me and my sister like we were fragile. He still does. I watch him dry a dish and set it down slowly, like he's holding an ancient, priceless artifact.
Great food tonight, honey.
Yeah, everyone seemed to like it.
They always do. You're talented, Bet. I'm proud of you.
Wow. Thank you.
You sound surprised.
It's a big compliment. I wasn't expecting it.
Then that's on me.
I should get going.
All right. I love you.
Love you too.
Get some sleep, okay?
Yeah, you too. I think Mom and Sarah are still Skyping with the Frozen Chosen. Will you tell them bye for me?
Sure thing. Drive safe.
Yeah. Bye.
Happy New Year! I actually looked up how to say it in Hebrew, but I already forgot.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Cheers. How was the big fancy dinner?
I was fine.
Are you okay? You look...
tired.
I was going to say distracted.
Oh. I guess I am, a little.
Do you want to talk about it?
No. I want to play darts.
I'd say lose or buys next round, but I'd hate to take advantage of you like that.
Hey!
Want to go first?
Yes, I do. Dick. Okay. I can do this. New year, new me, right? I can just let it hit the target. And... aim too high.
By the placement of the dart, I'd say you actually aimed about a foot too low.
Dick! I want to redo. It's clearly a fluke.
Oh, sure, sure. As many redos as you want.
I prepared to come through with some sort of miraculous bullseye that only a woman bent on wiping a smug look off a man's face could pull off, when I catch it out of the corner of my eye. That little thing David does when he's committing an image to memory. Me, holding the dart. I'm guessing he sees something symbolic about it. As for me, I just throw it. Damn it. It's fine.
Seen and Not Heard is written and directed by Caroline Minks, with music by Gavin Crockett and sound design by Tal Minear. This episode featured the voices of Sina Breyer as Elaine, Leslie Gideon as Sarah, Stephen Goldman as Joe, Sean Lanhart as David, and Caroline Minks as Bet. Special thanks to Riley C.J. Kenway and Evan Tess Murray for their consultation on this script. Follow us on Twitter at SeenNotHeardPod, or email us at seenandnotheardpod@gmail.com. Seen and Not Heard is produced in Central Virginia on unceded Appomattox territory.